something just to carry cosmetics in, all the other kind of junk she carries
around.
Well,
just everything.
Well, you call, I call it a purse most of the time. Pocketbook, some people do.
Would you have something similar to carry change in, maybe with a metal clasp?
No, call that a billfold.
That would be a billfold. Have you ever heard
used to say coin purse.
Yeah.
Coin purse. Mm-hmm. A coin purse is what you call it.
Billfold.
Or say this thing, these things that women wear around their wrists, you would call that
bracelet.
And around their neck, that would be a...
Well, that could be...
Necklace.
A necklace, or locket. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would depend on what it is, I guess.
And these things that men wear that come across their shoulders to keep their pants up.
Suspenders.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard those call anything besides suspenders?
Galluses.
Would you say that one of those words is probably be used, more likely to be used by older people or?
Yeah, gallus would. I mean, it would take an old person to know what they were talking about.
Gallus.
Good.
And this thing that you carry with you when it's raining to keep the rain off, you call it
umbrella.
Is there something like that except different? Maybe a
parasol. That's an old word, call it.
Is that the same thing or is it
parasol?
I see. I've always wondered because sometimes you hear about people using those things to keep off the sun, you know.
Well, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm.
Really, they used parasol way back much more than they used umbrella.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, I can remember my mother saying, get your parasol. Something like that.
Yeah, that's an older word.
That's an older word than umbrella.
Mm-hmm. I see. Or say this expression, if there were something in the room that you wanted right now, you'd probably ask me to
hand it to me.
Hand it to me or it to me.
Bring it to me.
What about the past of that? I'd say yesterday I
brought
and I
will bring it. So.
Talking about making up your bed, the last thing that goes on it, you call that a
spread or
I tell you another word they called them in olden days. I mean, in my grandmother, counterpane.
Yeah.
Counterpane.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard anybody say that counterpane?
Well, same. That's the same thing she's talking about. I mean, you count a pin or count a pain, it'd be the same thing.
See, instead of the bedspread. In fact, I think they use that word.
Yeah.
More than bedspread, way back.
And this that you're working on right now, you would call
that's
that
a quilt.
And the thing that you rest your head on when you go to sleep, that's a
pillow.
Was there anything that was similar to a pillow, maybe, but that was larger?
A bolster.
Right. Did you actually, were those for looks, or did you?
Yeah, mostly, I think, for looks.
Mm-hmm.
And another cover was a comforter.
Yeah,
they were packed, you know, but they were called comforters in these quilts.
I see. Was a comforter about as heavy as that, or?
It was really heavier than
the
quilt.
The comforters so often had wool between them instead of the cotton. Wool comforters.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and they used to
raise sheep and everybody, they carded their own wool. Yeah.